Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, we were both quite bemused by a recent kind of a bulletin here from the Nutrition Action Health Letter for May 2019 about the state of the plate, what Americans are eating. It's a kind of a snapshot of the American diet from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and they're comparing 1970 with 2016, a nice little pie chart in each case.
What's remarkable, they have a pie chart showing relative percentages of the kinds of foods that people are eating.
Has anything changed?
Look at the calories, though.
that's the most spectacular thing.
The calorie intake has jumped from 1970, 2,055, to 2,515. Now, that is how much? What percent?
25%.
25%? People are eating 25% more
today. How did that happen?
Now, most of these calories, these extra calories, come from a jump in grains, which are largely refined, and fats. But there's also been a little bit more sugar consumption.
Yes.
And what's good, though, however, is that there's been a swappage of nearly 100 calories worth of red meat for poultry.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it? I wonder why that came out. But what happened is what's particularly interesting is how some of these break down. The breakdown, for instance, of cereals has changed somewhat. Or let's take, for instance, potatoes. Once upon a time, the product that once was the factor, which once was chips. Mm-hmm. For instance, potato chips is suddenly grown. So that's subsumed under the potato.
Right. The chart on potato is really interesting because they have it as chips, dehydrated, frozen, and fresh. Yeah. Now, frozen is the biggest block.
Yeah.
So you can buy like frozen mashed potatoes, for example. I don't know what other form potatoes might appear in frozen.
French fries, I suppose.
Dehydrated,
frozen
very
French
popular.
Fries, I guess.
Frozen French fries, of course. And then dehydrated, of course, is quite popular because you just add milk to the dried potatoes and you have mashed potatoes.
Why are there not any dehydrated onions listed, but I think dehydrated onions are probably pretty popular.
Yeah, well, you can certainly buy them.
Yeah, you can buy them by the can,
But
I
fresh
bought them
onions,
the other day.
It's fresh onions are consumed mostly fresh.
Yeah.
Very slight line here for dehydrated onions. Head lettuce is fresh, but that seems to be mostly iceberg lettuce, which is
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Nutrient poor. Yeah. Sweet corn, fresh, frozen, and canned. They seem to be.
What's the major component there? Is fresh. I wonder if that could even possibly be accurate. But it's kind of curious. Then when you look at fruits, we consume much more orange juice
than oranges.
Just a huge amount of orange
juice. Huge is right. About four times more orange juice consumed than fruit.
If you've
listened to our show over time, you will know how anti-juice we are because that's just pure sugar.
It's pure sugar. It's mainlining sugar.
Whereas when you're eating the fruit, you're getting vitamins, minerals, fiber.
Yeah.
You're getting the whole package.
And that's the case with bananas. There's, only whole bananas. That's the only thing you're going to eat.
That's it.
Or for the most part, grapes and even, melons. But it's kind of odd, how all these things have kind of shaken out here. I wonder how poultry got to grow so large.
It's good.
Beans have shrunk to nothing.
Oh, that's bad. Because
that's really weird.
Because beans and other legumes are such nutritious powerhouses. And I'm thinking even the can, you know, they're available so widely in cans. And you'd think with a lot of the interest in Middle Eastern cooking, for example, like making hummus with garbanzo beans.
Yeah,
you know, which is a really good food because you've got oil and lemon, and typically what you do is you eat hummus. You should be dipping fresh vegetables into hummus and eating that. That would be a great snack. So I don't understand the lack of legumes. They're so widely available. Look at all the different canned beans. You know, all the kinds of beans you can buy canned.
Exactly. Well, you know, see. I'm looking, for instance, at this fruit now. In 1970, there was a 70 degrees or whatever. I don't know what this is actually listed in.
Maybe
calories.
It's in calories.
70 calories of fruit.
It would be a day.
In 2016, there's 85.
85.
Now, I wonder if that's a reflection, really, of the increase of juice consumption or what, you know, since that would be covered under fruit.
It would be covered under fruit.
Hmm. Well, you know, I'm really curious about grains. I kind of thought it might shrink because people were concerned about gluten, but maybe they're not thinking in
those terms. It's nonspecific, John. The pie charts that they provide are nonspecific. In 1970, people were eating about 410 calories a day from grains. Today, they're eating 580. I have no idea what this means. I would imagine some of it is wheat. It could be rice. It could be oats, you know, oatmeal at breakfast. It could be Cheerios. It could be a whole bunch of different things.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Nonetheless, it's amazing the kind of things you can learn if you just tune in to
The Food Guys.